My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and Pip recap what is the deal with Agnes, Mavis, and Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
I've been told throughout, because, you know, I have my friend who deals with the male scammers, who she herself was scammed.
Right.
And, you know, I've often turned to her because I can't tell you and Joe what's going on.
In real time.
Exactly. So I've often turned to her and we discuss things because I've had real feelings back and forth. I mean, when I tell you guys, you know, I'm confused, I don't know where this is, what this is, if I'm wrong. Those are sincere feelings because it has been a mind game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though I know what it is, it's still been a mind game.
Mm-hmm.
I think scammers can fall in love with their marks because you do share things. You even heard them say, you heard Felix say that sometimes their real life bleeds in. And I do think there's been moments with Belinda and myself at times where some real stuff might have bled in.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, because you're talking so much.
Which is their plan. Yes. That's what they do. See, the reason it didn't work with Joe so much is because Joe and Richards and Mavis's relationship never got off email. It doesn't work that way. They want the instant chat because they can work you a lot quicker.
Oh, yeah.
That's the game plan right away, which also makes for better radio. But but that's the game plan right away. So Joe and Mavis never got to that level.
Right.
I think scammers can fall in love with their marks.
I bet they could. I bet they absolutely could.
I think it's very rare.
I wouldn't want to hazard a guess. It's possible because you're just spending so much time talking to somebody. Even if you are a scammer and you've got your whole list there of things that you're going to say and manipulations, every once in a while you're going to say something that's true. And the person's going to remark back on that. And, you know, now they're talking about your true stuff. So, you know, you're going to think that you are going to have some real feelings bleed in.
Well, now the panel has also said that at one point when she was Agnes, they felt like I was perhaps talking to several people.
Yes.
But since the reveal, the consensus has been, it seems like I'm talking to the same person.
Yes.
And the person is probably a woman.
Yes, that's what it feels like.
And remember, when she came clean, it was after we spoke on the phone, after we heard the guy. That's kind of when the change came. She came clean right before the divorce where she was going to get money.
Which it was very bizarre timing. And as you've pointed out, they don't usually do that.
No. And remember when she said, when she came clean to me, because we were doing a pre-tape show and I was like dealing with this. She said she felt terrible for everything that was happening. She bought my scam.
Yeah.
She bought my, but she said, you know, she couldn't have me go through this divorce with everything that was going on. Do you believe her? Do you believe those feelings were sincere?
Really hard call.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, I go back and forth depending on the week.
I mean, do you think maybe it was just to unburden herself? Do you think she was feeling so badly about how crappily my life was going?
I think that there could possibly have been some guilt on her part.
Which is fascinating in its own right.
Yeah. Tala is pointing out, I think it's all part of a bigger game. You already busted her as Mavis as well.
Well, no, I didn't bust her as Mavis. Well, I busted something. I busted something.
Somebody.
We don't know if it's the same person. That's where we're leaning.
We're leaning that way, but it is very interrelated, obviously.
Okay. You want to recap? I mean, because you were very involved last week. You want to recap for the audience what we uncovered last week? It was an eventful show.
Yeah. Well, you know, Davin did a little investigative reporting because he was like, you know,
because he's got free time on his hands.
Well, apparently I do too. But, you know, Facebook is a dangerous place to go digging around because you're not sure what you're going to find. Davin's investigation. He found that not only does she have, Belinda, have another website, another Facebook page that is really the Facebook page she uses with her friends and family.
Yes.
But she was playing stupid about who her cousin was. And then he turned up on her family Facebook page. Like, who's Ishmael? Who are we talking about?
Who's Ishmael?
They call me Ishmael. And also finding other names that have played a part in this whole scenario, in this game. Familiar names like Mavis and what
Mabel
was Mabel
and Gifty and
all these names of different,
which we never knew who they
we
were.
We didn't know who they were, and all these things. They're, you know, they're friends on each other's sites, or their emails have endings that are a little too coincidental. Like you know how you mix numbers and letters, and it's like the numbers are exactly the same in the email addresses.
We also found that there'd be various profiles.
Mm.
So, you know, it's supposed to be Mavis's profile, but it says signed Belinda and vice versa and
so
everything.
The names
a lot of cutting and pasting going on.
Yeah, the names are popping up all over the place because somebody got a little sloppy when they were putting together their profiles.
There was a lot of profiles.
Yeah.
Like that. And I kind of lost it on her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I kind of got suicidal there at the end. I forgot to read this last week because the last thing I left was very suicidal, Davin. Yeah. Going nuts again.
It was the dark shooting out the TV. I'm going down a deep hole.
I believe.
I'm drinking the whole cabinet, liquor cabinet.
This was supposed to be a fairy tale, but I ain't no prince, and I don't know if you're the princess or a poison apple.
That was really good. That was really good. The Brothers Grimm are very proud of you.
That's kind of where I left it.
Yeah.
So also on that date, I didn't realize this until I was going back. And, of course, a picture of the girl Anne. That's Anne Angel. That's the porn star that Mavis was using.
Yes.
Who is also being used by various Mavis Mills, Belindas, and now our friend Agnes Arete. Because Agnes Arete was the name that Belinda was going as when she was originally scamming me.
Yes.
So now I found an Anne Angel profile under the name Agnes Arete.
She had a lot of irons in the fire.
Tell me you know nothing about this. Tell me you are shocked. WTF, what is going on?
And, you know, it's just, it's so coincidental, isn't it, that all these poor women who can't meet anybody in real life, they have to go on the internet when they look like porn stars that they, you know, poor girls are having trouble hooking up.
Just stuck in a foreign country.
Poor.
You don't want any of that black schlong. I understand. It'll ruin it down there. It'll break it open.
Snap it.
You need a nice Jewish boy who goes as Christian.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.